Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
When you have a friend or a family member going through a tough time, it's natural to want to ask, hey, what can we do? What can we do to help? How can we be there for you? How can we support you in this? Well, there is a way. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. And over the past few years, you've heard me talk about the personal battles that have happened in my family when it comes to breast cancer. And we here at Odyssey and our sister stations are partners of the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk. And it's coming up September 28th. And we're hoping that you can take some time to join our Team Odyssey All-Stars. We're going to be there on the lakefront early in the morning on that Sunday, September 28th. So you're not going to miss any football or anything like that.
Nope.
We're one of the biggest teams out there. We want to make it even bigger than last year. That's always our goal and our hope. It is free to sign up. If you want to donate, we'd love that too. You can go to 991themix.com. But the battle is real. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. You likely know 8 women in your life. Mm-hmm. And it will happen. And Nikki Panico, the executive director of Susan G. Komen, Wisconsin, sat down and chatted with me about, you know, her reoccurrence of breast cancer. She is battling. She now has metastatic breast cancer. So she'll be on medication her whole life, and there is no cure. And she is still the biggest cheerleader and the biggest fighter out there, because this fight for her is personal.
You know, Elizabeth, this disease came hard for my family, and I know what you know what that's like.
Yeah.
I've lost my mom. I lost my aunt. My mom's sister died of this disease. I was diagnosed the first time when my now 18-year-old son was 3 years old. And now my sister, one of my three sisters, is currently battling. I have a very personal fight in this disease. Beyond my family's tragedy with this disease, I have met countless women, all phenomenal, all fighting for their lives. And I can't quit. There's no way. And so the alternative to me of not fighting is giving up. And I will never do that.
She is a force.
What a fighter.
And for so many women and men can be impacted by breast cancer too. And if you're listening to this right now and you're battling and you're fighting, we talked with the Milwaukee Fire Department. Bill Cody was here. He was hanging out also. And the firefighters always there at the end of the race, handing out the pink roses. And he said, as a firefighter, he said, people call us heroes. And he said, these people battling breast cancer, these women, they are true heroes. They're fighting for their lives every single day. And the battles continue even after the diagnosis. It's an ongoing shift in your whole life. And if you've been through it, you understand it even more than what I can speak to. But what does the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk mean to Nikki Panico? And why we want you to be out here for this day of hope, remembrance, and celebration?
Oh, the More Than Pink Walk is like my Christmas, 4th of July, Mother's Day, you name it, all wrapped up into one amazing morning. We get the privilege to honor those who are currently fighting. Recognize those survivors, women like you who carry the gene. We get to honor them. And there is time to also remember those that should be walking with us and aren't. So this day exemplifies what it means to be a community. Family, friends, businesses, clubs. The city is out in a sea of pink to support and fight breast cancer. It's remarkable.
The More Than Pink Walk. Susan G. Komen, we're going to be down at the lakefront. We want you to come out, share your stories, just be there to show support. Anytime we're out there, first thing I ask people when they walk up, I'm like, what is your story? Why are you here? And I give you a big old hug and thank you, because when you are a family impacted by breast cancer, it can be isolating, it can be scary, it can feel lonely, overwhelming, all of those things. But the More Than Pink Walk is so much about hope and about coming together, keeping the faith, fighting, and realizing that you're not alone. And that's why it means so much to have you all show up there. So please sign up for our Odyssey All-Stars.
It's right on the homepage. You can't miss it.
Radar, it says, just put it up there.
Susan G. Komen, More Than Pink Walk, September 28th. Really easy. You click on that and then you'll see. Join the team here. Click on here. Join up. Let's get down there. We'll all be down there. I'll be down there too. We're going to be high-fiving everybody. Let's go.
We're also going to have the 360 photo booth.
Let's go. Let's do it.
So come on out. Show off your outfits. Come say hi to all of us. We're going to team it up with Kiss FM, our sister station, 99.1themix.com. And again, to anybody that is walking that path right now, God, I get emotional when I think about it.
It's hard. That has touched your family so much.
Well, because I see how the women in my family continue
to fight, just
to
like
battle
Nikki was talking.
And to thrive, and you know, they're moms, they work full-time jobs, they're trying to keep it all together. I mean, it's hard enough just sometimes being an adult and doing those things, and yet there's also battling cancer, some more forward facing, some more in private. And it's inspiring, but it's just such a beautiful day, and we really, really hope that you will join us. And I just want to give a big verbal hug to anybody that's out there going through it right now for how hard it is. And it really is. And having been a BRCA provider and those surgeries, and it's a lot. It's life-changing. It's a lot, but we can get through this together. And again, it's all about just seeing those people, providing hope, and remembering that you're not alone, and we're going to fight this as a community together.
And you can help right now. 99.1themix.com.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.